Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed Hey in Maseches Nedarim. Yesterday we ended off with a question. Rav Chiya Bar Avin asked a question from Rava. What happens if someone says, Kikari Alecha, my kikar is usher on you? And then he gives it to him, b'matana. So did he mean to say, my kikar is usher, meaning only as long as it's my kikar? And therefore, when you get it, it's not usher anymore, and it's mutter to you after I give it to you. Or do you say that, no, the emphasis is not my kikar, the emphasis is alecha, on you. And this is usher on you, period, even after I give it. And that was the question that was asked to Rava. And Rava answered, it's obvious, it must be, that even after I give it to you, it's going to be usher. Because what else would he have meant by those words? If he says my kikar is usher on you, what else would he be including to usher? Obviously, it's usher right now while he has it, so he must be including something. He's not including, says the Gemara, if you steal it from me, it's usher. We don't assume that that's included in his das. So it must be, says Rava, that that's what he meant by saying kikari alecha, it's usher even after I give it to you. The Gemara answered back. Rav Chiya answered back. It could very well be not. Maybe he's excluding the case where he invites you over for a meal. And then that's what he's saying, that even if you come over for a meal, it's still usser. And that's what we discussed yesterday. Whose food is it really when you come over for a meal? Does he have the power to usser or not? Machlokas the Ran and the Mefarish and the Tazan and the Shulch, the Ramon Ibn Ezer and the Taz. And did you eat your fill? Did you eat less than your fill? All the shittas regarding that. That was yesterday's daf. So again, we had the question. And then we had Rava's answer of what else would he have meant? And then the Gemara says, Vak, what do you mean? I have another possibility what he could have meant. Interesting. Rava doesn't respond to that claim. We'll get back to that soon. Okay, so now we get Eisvei. Now we're going to ask Akasha on Rava. Again, Rava, who was the one who said that if I say kikari alecha, then my kikar is usher on you, even if I give it to you. You don't just say it's only as long as it's my kikar. It's always usher. So we're going to ask Akasha. We're going to ask Akasha on Rava. So Eisvei, Amar lo, Hashileni parascha. Somebody goes over to his friend. Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, can I borrow your cow? Amar lo, Shimon responds, Konam parash ani kani lecha. This para, this cow is usur to you. He didn't finish his sentence. Nechasai alecha, or he says, my property, my nechasim are usur to you. Im yeshli para elazu. If I have a different para, meaning the Rush explains it this way. Reuven goes over to Shimon, can I borrow your cow? Shimon says, look, this is my only cow. I need it. And I promise, yo, this cow is usher to you if I have any other cow. He's just kind of saying that just to emphasize how serious he is about saying he has nothing else and he needs it. So the Rush says on the third line, Luzu ani tzarech, I need this cow. So that's what he says. Reuven goes over to Shimon, can I borrow your cow? Shimon says, I'm sorry, this is my only cow, and this cow is usher to me, usher to you if I have any other cow. Hashileidi kardumach, or similar. Lend me your tool. Lend me your spade. Amarlo, he says again, konam kardom sheyesh lejani kanui. Right, this spade is usur, that to me is usur to you. Nechasai alai, or other possessions of mine are usur to you. Im yeshli kardom elazeh, if I have anything else besides this. And you know what? Venimsa sheyeshlo. And it comes out that he does have other cows or other tools, meaning the isur kicks in. So says the Braisa, Bechayav Asur. During the owner's lifetime, the tool or the cow is Asur to the receiver. Mace O. Shenasna lo b'matana, hareze mutter. Beferish. The Braisa says, if the owner died or he gives it to him as a present, it's mutter. In other words, he only meant the Isur when he says, this is my object, is Asur to you, as long as it's my object. But if I give it to you, it's no longer usur. So you see, it's mefurish against Rava. Rava said yesterday on Amud Beis that if I say this is my thing is usur to you, and then I give it to you, it's still usur. Because what else would he have meant? So you see here, beferish not that way. Answers the Gemara. Amar of Acha, Bere de Rav Ika, Shenitzna lo al yedei acher. No. The case is where he didn't give it straight. He didn't give it. Reuven didn't give it to Shimon. Shimon did not give it to Reuven. Shimon gave it to a third party. And then that third party gave it to Reuven. Nitzanoi de acher. Amar Ravashi. Dekanami. And I'll prove it to you, says Ravashi. Diktani in the Braisa. Shenitzanalo. It was given to him. Below Ktani shenasnalo. Not that he gave it to him. It was nitzanalo. Period. The Ran says, Really, our Gemara has the girsa of the extra yud. So we read it as nitzra instead of nasda, but in the Ran's girsa, or other girsos, it didn't really say that in the original text of the Brisa. We explain it that way. Says the Ran, Kloma, right across. Shekacha is a Kabbalah biyadam. There was a Kabbalah, there was a transmission, likros nitnu bechirik, afalpi she'in b'ksiva shum hefresh. Really, there wasn't a yud in the Brisa that we could know. I prove it to you. That was just the way that was handed down from Rebbe to Talmud. Nitzna instead of nasna, even though we don't really know a difference from the ksiva itself. And the Ran ends off l'inyan halacha, because this is the end of the sugya, as the Ran always does. Kai malan we paskin, it's usher even after you give it. Avagav the avinil le b'matana usher. We paskin it's usher even b'matana. Yeah. Is this Nidre Zeruzin? Right, so one of those. Isn't it one of those Nadarim from the second parak? Zeruzin, Guzma. Right. It sounds like a little bit Nidre Zeruzin, but I guess he's a little more serious because he asked it for a specific cow, and he's saying, you know, I really don't have anything else. But he's not just. It's not as Mizaris oriented as the other cases. You have to be Michalik somehow. It's a good point. Okay. The Mefarish here notes, the Gemara says that if there's a third party involved, it's not a problem, right? Even according to Rabbah, who says Nesina is a problem, but the Brisa is talking about a case where there was a third party, so it wasn't a problem. What if a third party stole it? It wasn't given. It wasn't that Shimon answered his thing, so Shimon gave it to somebody else, and that other person gave it to Reuven. That's why it's mutter. What if somebody else had stolen it, and then Reuven got it from that Ganif? So would it also be okay? So the Mefarish says the end of the last word on the first wide line. V'lo dami lahecha de'ignav aminei. No, it wouldn't work. If it was stolen from him, it wouldn't work. We should lahecha de'ignav aminei. Ho v'shlomi daito debala kikar yatsa mishur. So, since it left his reshus, shlomi da'as of the owner, ka'oda biyado dami. It's as if it's still in his hand, meaning it's not called a third party. The usser, that would be included in the isser. When I say, my kikar is usser to you, that is not only while it's mine, even when if it's stolen from me, it's still usser to you, because it's still mine, ka'oda biyado dami. Only if it was given, if I gave it to somebody else, mi daiti, so then it goes out of my rishus. Is this Mefarish talking about before Yeish only, or even after Yeish? Even after Yeish, could it be Oda Biyado? That's unclear. Before Yeish, for sure, it's still his object. But even after Yeish, some Achronim want to say that's the Chiddush of the Mefarish, even after Yeish, because it went out of his Rishush Shalomi Daito, it's still Usser, Bichlal, the original Neder. Period.
What about a loan?
What about a loan? If it's just money?
No, he loaned the
Or I lend the shovel to somebody else, and then he gives it. So maybe that gets into how much is She'ela. It's a Ritva and Kiddushin called She'ela Kinyan Liyome. So if you look at it that way, and you say, Kalana Shelo is a type of bailus, maybe it can work, depending on what approach you take. What approach you take to She'ela. What? I'm sorry? Does the bailus kick in only at the time of Ones? I mean, there is Hana earlier, so it's a Chi of Onsen might kick in later, but the Kinyanim Lechor kick in earlier. One other ha'arah before we move on. Reb Kiva Eger here has a kasha. Reb Kiva Eger, on the question of the Gemara, Reb Kiva Eger is bothered. The little circle is in the Ran. Again, what was the question? The question from the Brisa was that you see from here, if the object was given over, it's going to be mutter. Rava, you said yesterday, usser. You said yesterday again. Remember the Shakal Vatari yesterday? Rav Chiya Bar Avin asks Rava, what's the halach if I say kikari alecha? Rava says, of course it has to be aser. What else did he mean? What else could he have meant by kikari alecha? So ask Rav Kiva Eger, from yesterday you see that Rav is svara. Why is it aser? Is specifically in a case where there's no one else to interpret his words. That's why Rava said aser. But if you would have another way to interpret his words, what he meant, maybe Rava never would have said it. So what's the Gemara jumping? In the case yesterday where we're talking about a cookie. So a cookie, you eat it once, it's finished. So what if I say my cookie is usher on you, so what else did I mean? What else did I mean? It must be that I meant even after I give it to you. But here we're talking about a shovel. So maybe Rabbi would agree. I say my shovel is usher to you. So maybe what I mean is I can lend it to you. But maybe if I would give it to you, it would be mutter. Maybe Rava would agree to that. So ask Rabbi Akiva Eger, why is the Gemara boxing Rava in that Rava, it's a kasha on Rava. Maybe it's not a kasha on Rava. Rava only meant this case where there's no other way to interpret his words. Mashenki in here, there is another way to interpret his words. That's the kashi. He does not answer it. He ends off by saying, but Tzorach Iyan. Remember we noted that different code words. Tzorach Iyan, Hashem Yareinai, Tzorach Iyan here. The Paras Yosef in the back, answers the kashi. Kosher Pekiveger, he says, V'lo yadati mai tekashale. I don't know what he's bothered by. Because as we noted earlier in the shir, a few minutes ago, Rava asked this kashi. What else did he mean? And then the other Manda Amar, Reb Chiya, answered it. What do you mean? I have another thing that he meant. He could have meant, I can't invite you over. Rava did not answer that question. Why didn't Rava answer that question? Says the Paras Yosef, it must be that Rava's sheet is across the board. Even without that claim, because that's a good claim. He could have meant that. Rava doesn't say back, oh yeah, you're right. Rava didn't answer. It must be because Rava is really beyesod, holding his sheet across the board, even without where the svara would apply. That's the Paras Yosef's diuk to answer Rabbi Kiveger's kasha, that Rava did not answer the question, did not answer the claim on his pshitas. Okay, next. Boy mine Rava me Rav Nachman. Rava asked from Rav Nachman, Yesh me'ilo b'konamos olo. You saw this like a question. Is there me'ilo by konamos? We've been talking a lot in this mesechta about konams. I say konam, which is a kinoi for carbon, as we mentioned in the first parak. Konam this cookie on you. Konam that on me. Konam is related to a carbon. As we said, konam is the kinoi for carbon. Do you violate me'ila if you get benefit from something that was konamed? Right, we know it's a code word for karba, but you violate mi'ila. As we spoke about yesterday, we spoke about the yisod of the isra mi'ila, but mi'ila is getting benefit or taking something out of the rishos hektish. So how literal do we take that kodam? Do you violate mi'ila or not? And the way that some of the achronim interpret this suffix, I saw the Tiferes Tzion, says, maybe the Gemara is misupik, do you go after a person's dibur or a person's machshava? A person's machshava, does the person really want to be makdish this? No. Doesn't want to be makdish it. So if you go by a person's machshava, then you would say, it doesn't have this full status of hektish. Mashaykin, if you go by his dibur, this is konam. Konam is karban. So maybe here his dibur is worse. It's more chamur. So, imhol chabachar diburo shalanosi no achar kavanaso. Iker kavanaso bekonam enoshi yehebo din meiluke hektish elbo lesor alamudar. Or do you go after dibur, which is fully, you might say, dibur, so that it is a carbon. That's the suffix. Is there mi'ila bakonamos or not? Says the Gemara, Amar Lei. What does it mean, geza? Oh, so how do you get out of the rishus, as we spoke about yesterday? You need a hotsa'a me'rishus hektish? That's the kasha. Are you going to bring a carbon? Yes. Are you going to bring a carbon? Mamish, is it mi'ila? Is it mi'ila? Look at the, let's answer for a minute and then we'll see. Amarlei. So, Rabbi Nachman answers, Tenitua. We learned it in our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah spoke about the case where there's a mudr hana, and the Mishnah said, you're allowed, a machzer aveda is allowed to return the item to him. But, the next line of the Mishnah said, in a place where a machzer aveda takes money for the bala, for turning aveda, that money goes to hektish. We spoke about 2 days ago, or yesterday a little bit, what the exact case is. So the Gemara says, Lameimra, you see from this line, ki hektish. By the fact that the Mishnah says, tipol hanola hektish, you see, kona must be like hektish. How? We'll see in a second. Ma hektish yishma mi'ila, af kona mas yishma mi'ila. Just like hektish has mi'ila, so do kona mas have mi'ila. What exactly is the diuk? Machlok is here, Ron and the Rush. The Ron says the diuk is that a more common lashon in Mishnayos, when you want to say you can't get benefit from something, is throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Throw it into the Yam HaMelech. That's a more common lashon in Mishnayos. So why didn't it say that here? Throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Why did it say give it to the Beis HaMikdash? Throw it to the Yam HaMelech. So the fact that it said give it to the Beis HaMikdash must be because this parak is about konams. And konam has a connection to hektish. That's the diuk, says the Ron. That Ron where's the Ron? Tibla na lahektish, right across. Di lo dami konamas lahektish, it should have said, yolach adal yama melach, kidektani b'chol duchta. Because it didn't say that, that's the Raya. That's the Ron. The Rosh says differently. The Rosh says no. It specifically said, give it to hektish, because you can't throw it to the Yam HaMelech. It'll be Ibud Hektish. The fact that it says give it to Hektish and not Yam HaMelech, not Stam, because it's a more common Lashon. But it must be, it specifically didn't say throw it to the Yam HaMelech, because you're not allowed to be Ba'abe Hektish B'Yadayim. It's Mamish Hektish. That's the rush. How are you Hektish? V'yesh bo din me'ila. Yesh bo din me'ila. It's Hektish Gamur. Says the Chazon Ish, what's the Bir Machlokes between the Rush and the Ran? What's the Bir Machlokes? So says the Chazon Ish, it must be how literally, maybe Rabbi Benon, this is your question, how literally do you take this question? According to the Rush, what's the Diuk? It says Kehektish because it's Ibud Hektish. You're not allowed to throw it to the Yam HaMelech. Meaning it has the Din Mamash of Hektish. While the Ran could be interpreted, no, it doesn't have the din of Hektish. It's not Hektish itself, it just has parallel dinim to Hektish. Says the Chazon Ish, Machlokas Ran V'Rosh. Lefia Rosh, Hananem Min HaNeder, Hu Kenanem Mamish Min HaHektish, V'Chayev Tashlumin LaHektish, V'Chein Chayev Ba'asham, says the Chazon Ish. According to the Rosh, he's talking in Mamish Hektish terms. Right now, there'd be ma'abed hektish, yichabichai v'karbon. While the Ran might hold she'enu nanam in a hektish, elachal din iser konim v'gidrei iser zeh shavim l'dine hektish. V'yafrish karen v'chomish kedei sheyocholav iser anah. But you might not have to pay karen v'chomish, might not have a karbon, but that goofa might be the machlokas between the Rush and the Ran, based on this little diak. What's the diak that it says hektish instead of Yam HaMelech? The Chazon Ish says that might open our eyes totally to exactly how literally do you take this question. According to the Rush.
So you're Moel, then you can use it afterwards.
According to the Rush, that's the next suffix. We're gonna have that suffix in the Ran in a minute. I'll get back to that. Okay. We're gonna see in a minute. A machlokas tanam about that. Let's see right now. Kitanoi. So really we say it's a machlokas tanam, whether there's mi'ila b'konamos. Konam, the Tanakhama says konam kikur ze hektish. Somebody says this cookie is hektish. This cookie is konam hektish. The achla, and then somebody goes and eats it. Bein hu uvein chavei ramal. Whether him or his friend, he violates mi'ila. Lefichach yesh la pidyon. If somebody says this kikar is hektish, so that anybody who eats it violates me'ila, and the Gemara adds on, by the way, because it's usur to everybody, so it really has the status of hektish. The v'yal yesh lapidyon, just like hektish, you could be podeh. Certain types of hektish, you could transfer out the money and it could go to chulin. So to this konam kikar zu alai hektish, but if somebody makes a konam just on himself. V'achla, and that he eats it, hu ma'al. That if he eats it, he violates me'ilah, chavir lo ma'al. His friend will not violate me'ilah, because it's just a konam on him. Lefichach ein lapidyo, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says in that case, because it's only asar on him, it's not exactly like hektish, therefore you would not be able to be poded. Pidyon is only a chiddush by actual hektish or konam, which is parallel, which is asar to everybody. V'chachamim omrim, no. Be'gach u'be'gach lomah, the chachamim say no. There's no me'ilah l'fish ein me'ilah b'konamos. There is no me'ilah b'konamos, and therefore the chachamim say there is never me'ilah in these cases. The Ran says, halacha l'maisa, we paskin, yesh me'ilah b'konamos. Fourth wide line of the Ran, u'le'inyin halacha kaimlan kirbi meyer. To kirbi meyer, the yesh me'ilah b'konamos, to Rav Nachman, pashale the Rav Mimasisish yesh me'ilah, we paskin that there is me'ilah. But Michael's question from before, skip a line in the Ran. Mistafkali, the Ran though is not sure, we paskin yesh me'ilah b'konamos, but what about the other aspect of me'ilah that we mentioned yesterday? We know by me'ilah, after one violates me'ilah, the object becomes chulin. So after I violate me'ilah, is it now mutter to me this item? Does that halacha of me'ilah apply? Umistafkali manda ma b'konamos, I mishteri ahu konam, labasar demal kehektish, shiuzi l'chura de me'ilah. Does Imamish go leave Rishus Konam or not? So again, you might say that's totally on Rush and the Ran, according to the Chazon Ish. According to the Rush, that it's Imamish like Hektish, so maybe, yeah, it's Yosef Lechulin, just like regular Me'ilah. Mashiach, you can't according to the Ran. You always have the possibility of saying it's only similar, but it's not exactly that did. There's a Machlokas in the Achronim about the Suffolk of this Ran. Is the suffix of this Ran by all konams? Like we pass by Gerbi Meir. So even by a personal konam, this is also to me, I violate me'ilah. So is it the same issue, same suffix he has? If it's Yosef Lechulin by a personal, konam prati, or only konam klali, that is a major machlokas. The Minchas Chinuch, here in Kuf Chav Zayin, in the mitzvah of adding on a chomesh, when you eat from the Beis HaMikdash, the Bechas Chedach says the Safik is only by the general konams, konam klali, but the prati for sure doesn't go out to chulin. If I say this prut is asur on me like a konam, it's never going out to chulin. Even if I violate Be'ilah. So the Bechas Chedach assumes that's a Dover Pashit. And he assumes the Safik of the Ran is only by a konam klali, which is really like Hekdash. That's the Menachas Chinuch here in Kuf Chaf Zayin. Upashut, Dasavik Ubukadab Klali Di Eishlo Pidyon. Avavakonim Prati Di Eishlo Pidyon, Bavadi in Yosei Lechulin. Kamokashim is Beach, Mashar Dvarim Shein Lahem Pidyon. So he has that, Menachas Chinuch has that Safik. What's the beer had study a Safik? What are the two Sadim? Why would you say a Kalasa at the Chulin? Why not? So it says Rabbi Chanan in the Kovitz Ha'aris. Kovitz Ha'aris is at Simin Nunhei. Nunhei Sifches. The study of Safik is, he asks, he says, why don't you say, if you say Mi'ila, so why don't you say it goes out to Hektish, goes out L'chulin, the Efshar Desvekahu, says Rabbi Chanan, this is the Safik, Im HaMi'ila Mafkia HaKedusha, V'im Kain Gamba Konamos Kain, what's the reason that Mi'ila goes out L'chulin? What's the reason? Is it because you did something to the Kedusha? And therefore, here too, you did something to the Kedusha. There's not Kedusha here, but there is sanctity against you. There's an Isser against you. So if the reason that Me'ila usually goes out to Chulin is because you were Mafkia the Kedusha, so then that's transferable to Konam. Oh, or do you say, no. Daha Me'ila Mafkia Kinyin HaHektish U'Memela Batla HaKedusha. Or do you say, no, why does Me'ila go out to Hektish, go out to Chulin usually? Because it's two steps. You ruin the Kinyin that Hektish has, right? You're Motzi it Me'Hektish, and then Me'mela the Kedusha is ruined. So here, konam is not nikne to hektish in that way. So that's the other side. So maybe it's not yotzi lechulin because there's no kinyan to hektish. So the reason that usually it goes out from hektish is because that you ruin the kinyan, which is mamela, ruins the kedusha. V'zelo shayach mekonamos. So says Rabbi Chanan, I think that's the suffix. What's the root of usual hektish leaving its reshus based on meila? Is it because you're mafkia the kedusha or mafkia the kinyan, which is then mamela, mafkia the kedusha? Okay, period. Amar le Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Avi le Rav Ashi. Back to the earlier question. Ki kari alecha v'nasa lo b'matana. So I say my kikar is asur on you, and I gave it to you b'matana. And I gave it to you b'matana, which we paskin earlier. Rava said it is asur, and that's what we paskin l'chumra. Right, the Ron said we paskin l'chumra. It's asur. Mima'al. Who violates me'ila? We just said we paskin ishmi'ila b'konamos. And we said it's asur even if I give it to you. So who violates me'ila, though, in that case? Limol no saying, is the giver violating? But halo asirale, but it's not usher on him. I say my kikar is usher on you. So how can he violate me'ila if the thing is not usher on him? Limol mekabel, is the one who accepts it or violates me'ila? Yachol de amar hetera ba'isi, isir lo ba'isi. No, why can't he say, I never wanted to be zocha in this? Balkarcha. The Ran says, ein zechia balkarcha. There's no zechia, you can't force him to be zocha balkarcha. So the Mekabel can't, as it goes into his Rishos, he can't violate Me'ila. So the Gemara answers, Amarle, Mekabel Ma'al. The Mekabel is Ma'al, Likishe Yotzi, when he uses it. Why? After all, every case of Me'ila, Shekala Motzi Mo'os Hektish Lechulin. Every case of Me'ila, Kisavish Lechulin, Hey Mo'al, Afse Mo'al. Every case of Me'ila, this is a Machlokas Tanon. But we pass that every case of Me'ila includes a case of Shogeg. So do this is Shogeg. So when you use it, right, so then you're violating the Isser of Me'ila. The Ran quoted this Gemara earlier when I was in Israel. Maybe Menachem mentioned this on Daf Tesvav against the Rambam. There is a discussion in the poskim. When I say, let's say I madr you, I make an eder that you're not allowed to eat this kikar. I make an eder, you're not allowed to eat this kikar, and then you eat it. Who gets the avera of lo yachal dvaro? Who gets malchus? Who gets malchus in that case? I say you're not allowed to eat. I make an eder, you're not allowed to eat this kikar, and then you eat it. So who's at fault? Who's at fault? That is a major discussion in the poskim. The Rambam holds in Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph and Beis, and also more Mefurish really, in Yud Beis. The Rambam is talking about the case that was mentioned earlier. If a husband says to his wife, you can't get benefit from me until Pesach, if you go to your father's house till Sukkos. Right? That's what the case was. And what happened is she went. And she went on Sukkos. So, says the Rambam, if the husband was Mahaneh her during that time, the husband gets Malkus. Even though the real action was performed by the woman, Right, the woman went, and therefore the Isser kicked in because of her, because he was Madir. The Rambam says, if he was Madir and he was Mahaneher, he gave her pleasure, the Rambam says, he gets Malkus, even though there's no Isser on him. He gets Malkus because of Lo Yachal Dvaro. Says the Ran, our Gemara is beforeish against the Rambam. Because what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara is lying, 5 lines from the bottom. Limol no saying, halo asira alei. Limol, the heck of the no say be violating Me'ilah. It's not Isser on him, says the Ran, it's beforeish against the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the person who makes the neder could get Malkus, even though there's no Isser on him. That's the kasha that the Ran, right, the Ran, if you look back on the Tezvavim and Aleph, the Ran quotes this Rambam and quotes this Gemara against the Rambam. And that's why the Ran says, no, maybe she would get Malkus. Not him. Maybe she would get Malkus. So how do you answer up this Rambam?
They can be separate. One violates Isser, one violates Me'ilah. It doesn't have to be...
Maybe that's what you meant. The Lachem Mishnah says, maybe there's a difference between Baal Yachel and Me'ilah. This Gemara is about Me'ilah. You can't violate Me'ilah unless you're usher to the object. That's what our Gemara is about. What's that case over there by the woman and the husband? It's not some Me'ilah. It's about Lo Yachal Dvaro. You could violate Lo Yachal Dvaro if you made the neder. If you made the konim, if you made the Yisr, you could violate Lo Yachal Dvaro. Me'ilah not. Says the Lecha Mishnah, that's how the Rama would answer. That Lecha Mishnah is in Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph, in Hilchas Adar. Okay, but that is an important machlokas related to Lo Yachel Devara. Okay, we turn over. Lamed Hayam Abes. Important Amud, which continues tomorrow. Menachem will continue tomorrow, but a lot of lumdis here. Says the Mishnah, continuing what's allowed from a Mudr Hana. We mentioned in the last Mishnah that if somebody's Mudr Hana, I could pay his shekel, I could return, pay his loan, I could return his lost object. So now the Mishnah continues. Vitari Meshrumaso Umaisrosov Lidaito. And I could be Toreim, I could take off Truman and Meister for him, Lidaito. According to his knowledge. What does that mean? I'll leave that for tomorrow. Right? What does Lidaito mean? Taking off, does that mean only from your field, from his field? What is Lidaito? So we'll leave that. The Gemara though is going to talk about the next line today. Umakriv Alav, and if I am a Kohen, let's say I am Mudr Hana, Reuven says about this Kohen, you're not allowed to give me Hana. Is this Kohen now allowed to bring my Karbanos? Is he allowed to bring my Karbanos if I'm Mudr Hana from him? Mishnah says yes. Umakriv Alav, Kine Zavin, Vikine Zavos, Kine Yoldos, Vachatos, Vashamos. The Kohen is allowed to bring all of the Karbanos if he is a Zav, or a Zava, or a Yoledes. What is this group called? Mechusrei Kapara. The Dalad Mechusrei Kapara. People who cannot eat kachim until they bring a carbon. Right, most of the time, if I'm chayav a carbon chatos, I can eat kachim. I have a carbon chatos, I bring carbon chatos. I can eat kachim. But there are certain people whose situation is that until they bring the carbon, they are not allowed to eat kachim. They are mechusrei kapara. They are lacking kapara. Zav, zav, nidi yolet. Zav, yoletas and mitzora. Those are their mechusrei kapara. Machlokas tanaim about ger. Is a ger a mechusrei kapara? That's a machlokas. Increases. Blazer ben Yaakov. But says the Mishnah here that this Kohen is allowed to bring these karbanos for on behalf of these people. Continue. Umilamdo medrish halachos va'agados. And if you're mudra enough from someone, that someone could be your rebbe. He's still allowed to teach you Torah. Medrish halach and agada. Avaloy lamdan a mikra. He can't teach you mikra. Can't teach you Tanakh. The Gemara will talk about why. Wait, what's wrong with Tanakh? Aval malami who has banavas banosa mikra, but he can teach your kids Tanakh. He can't teach you Tanakh. Malamdo he can't teach you, but he can teach you everything else. Medrash halachas agados. Why? Why is he allowed to teach you Torah? Isn't he giving you hana? Isn't he giving you hana? Says the Ran, fourth line of the Ran. Malamdo medrash de mitzvos lav lahenos ninu. Says the Ran. Mitzvah aren't given for hana, so if you're teaching me Torah, no problem. Right. So the big discussion here is. Isn't it really? Is that really true? Could you apply Mitzvos Lav Lahenos Ninu to Talmud Torah? That is a big discussion in a number of sources, which some of you have just mentioned. But again, to mention them again, Why wouldn't you apply Mitzvos Lav Lahenos Ninu to Talmud Torah? Let's see. It says you want to go in historical order or Rav Minahar? Rav in a chronological order. Rav Minahar. Daf Memches, later on. Rav Nahar Nadar Memches. Later on, the Mishnah says, if I'm Noder Hana'ah from a city, I'm not allowed to use the Svarim of that city. That's what the Mishnah says later on in Daf Memches. I'm not allowed to use the Svarim of that city. Says Rav Nahor, v'ikaman takasha, heich ne'asarim likros besvarim mitzvos lav lehedos denu. Just like if you know they're from a shofar, somebody could blow a shofar for you. So too, if you know they're from a city, why can't you use the svarim of that city? Says Rav Nahor, beautiful. V'lav kashahi. Delo shayach taima to mitzvos lav lehedos denu, ela b'mitzvah shituluya b'maisa. A maisa mitzvah, any other run-of-the-mill mitzvah, that's where you apply mitzvos lav lehedos denu. Shek sha'adam osa osa, Eino miskavin l'dvar hana, she'eino osa osa l'hana, zgufo el lasos v'asher destavim eiz Hashem. When you do any tzivi Hashem, that's where you say mitzvahs lav l'henos tenu. Aval mitzvahs limud, shehu inyin tzir halev, v'yediyas ha-emes, v'talma Torah, which is realizing the emes, ikur ha-tzivui, say it again, ikur ha-tzivui, hu kidei letzayer ha-emes u lehis-aneg v'lehanos b'mada l'sameach l'vavo v'sichlo. The ikar of Talmud Torah is to get enjoyment. T'hisiv pikudei Hashem Yisrael m'sam chilef. U'mishem hachi, and that's why an avel can't learn. That's why an avel can't learn. Because Talmud Torah inherently gives simcha. V'bnei she'im m'sam chen liba ha-karcho. Hilkoch lo shayach l'meimar b'mitzvahs Talmud l'onitan lehenos. She'ikar mitzvaso hi ha-anoa v'atayinug b'mashem masig u'mevin b'limudo. That's where Rav Minahar. Mitzvah Slav Hanos Inu does not apply to Talmud Torah. Number one. Number two, continuing in history, the Taz.
Okay, so according to that, why is there a difference between
Mikra? So according to that, we'll have to see the Gemara. We'll have to see the Gemara why Mikra is different. Says the Taz in Yaradeya. Reish Chaf Aleph says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Gimel. Hamudra Anam a shofar. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you mudra Anam from a shofar, mutra let's call about Kiyash HaMitzvah. So if you mudra Anam from a shofar, so someone could blow for you. Right, because mitzvah is lav hedos, and somebody can blow shofar for you, even if it's stolen in Bekoldin Gezel. But if you move on from a shofar, it's okay. Asks the Taz over there, Sifkatan Mem Gimel. Ulafizeh vade lo kasha midi miyahid sifyural. If he didn't have a rav minahar. But he says, what? Why is this different? If you're mutar from a shofar, it's mutar to blow tkiyah shal mitzvah. Why is this different from sifyut aleph? Im aser sifro al chaveiro, aser lanaser lomo bo. If you aser your sefer on your friend, he can't use it. Right? This is very halachal maisa. Sometimes you walk into a base badgers. Aser lehishtamish b'li rishus. Right? I'm the bailam on the sefer. It's mine. Aser b'li rishus. Sometimes you have some mekilim. B'li, b'tov talamas, you're okay. Right? But then it's the whole discussion. If Subrinus has that power. But that parable, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you ask your sefer on your friend, he can't use it. So ask the Taz, what's the difference between sefer and shofar? Says the Taz, Dehacha vadeh ha-Torah m'samecha slave, shari asur laimu b'mei evlo, imkein lo dam yahai mitzvah l'shar mitzvahs, di'armina lav lehenos denu, ela bazeh nimshach hana lo adam. Right, don't compare this mitzvah to other mitzvahs. And continuing, finally, third out of four, Avnei Nezer, the Eglei Tal, the Hakdama to the Eglei Tal. You know the fourth one I'm going to quote? You see it on top. Right, so the Eglei Tal in his Hakdama, most famous piece in the Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal in Hakdama asks, he quotes, he says, I've heard people say that when you learn, you can't get enjoyment. You have to learn, right, the L'shem Mitzvahs Hashem, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told me to learn. He says, and if you learn and get some enjoyment out of it, then that's Shalol Lishma. That's Shalol Lishma. Says the Eglei Tal. He says, Ube emes ze to'us mefursum. That is a big mistake. The Adaraba, ki ze ikur mitzvahs limud ha-Torah, liosas v'sameach, u'misaneg b'limudo, v'oz divrei Torah nivlo'in b'damo. If you get enjoyment, that's when it gets into your blood. You can't get up at 6 o'clock in the morning every day if you don't enjoy it. Right? Maybe once. But for years, it's not only if you get a geschmack out of it. And when you're nana, you have dveikas. And he quotes a Zohar that says this. And then he answers this. This part is not as famous. He answers a kasha on the Rambam. Right? We know the sod in the Gemara. Wonderful. Gemara says that. When the Rambam quotes this, he does not quote it as the Gemara has. He quotes it as Lolam Yasuk Adam Batora Shalolishma. Shemitok Shalolishma Balishma. He doesn't quote it by mitzvahs. Ask the Eglei Tal what happened to mitzvahs. But he had a different girsa in the Gemara. Come on. He only quotes Main Hilchas Talmud Torah, Yasuk Adam Batora Shalolishma. Says the Eglei Tal that the Rama Paschal is mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. That mitzvahs need Kavana. And therefore, if you do a mitzvah without Kavana, it's nothing. The Rambam doesn't like this principle by mitzvahs. We talk shalol l'shma bal l'shma. No, there's nothing to shalol l'shma. You want to do shalol l'shma, fine, but it's not lolam yasuk adam b'torah. But Torah, you could say it, because even Torah shalol l'shma you have schar. Why? Because even if it's shalom lishma, you're getting hanah out of it. And that hanah translates into lishma. Hanah makes it lishma. That's the Eglital using his principle to explain the Rambam. And finally, so we had the Rabbi Nahar, and we had the Taz and the Eglital, and we have the Stipler. The Stipler writes to the Kilos Yaakov and Simchav Beis. Again, topic of a separate shiur, Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah, so major machlokas aposkim, whether Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah or a Birchas Shalach VaHodah. Many, many nafkamina. Do you have to make a bracha where before you say psukim, not as Talmud Torah? What about women? What about... Do you have to learn right away? What about thinking Torah? Many nafkamina is related if it's Shelach Lahodah or if it's Birchas HaMitzvah. The Stipler in Simin Chav Beis and Brachas has a third approach. Maybe it's a Birchas Hananin. Maybe it's a Birchas Hananin. Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas Hananin. Enjoyment. Why? Milvacha Bracha Yibircha. It is a Birchas HaMitzvah, but it's also Kein Birchas Hananin. And he quotes the Taz. He quotes the Taz. And he quotes the... I don't know if he quotes the Eglital here, but he quotes the Taz. The Nired, he says, I'll give you a raya. I'll give you a raya that it's a Birchas Hananin. Why? The Brachos of Birchas HaTorah. Why? Because whenever you have a Birchas HaMitzvah, you make a bracha focusing on the Maisa HaMitzvah. Focusing on the Maisa HaMitzvah. Right? Al Natilas Lulav. Al Mikra Megillah. Focusing on the Maisa HaMitzvah. Whenever you have a Birchas Hananin, you focus on the item. You focus on the item. Right? Borei mi name is Onos. Right, you focus on the item. So by birchas, by says the Kilos Yaakov. So what do you have here? Ube birchas anenu ifcha. She'im avarchan ala maisa achilu she'ochel. Ela alachetza she'bro HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what about birchas haTorah? There are two brachas. First, you say asher kadoshanu b'sos v'sivanu al divrei Torah. Or lasok b'divrei Torah. Divrei gersos, that's on the maisa ha-mitzvah. V'achar kach birchas asher bachar bonu mikol ha'amim. She'hu nusach birchas anenu she'im avarchan ala chetza shel Torah. Thank you for giving us the Torah, Solonis Torasso. So the first one is the Berachas HaMitzvah, the second one is the Berachas HaNenet. Either way, putting those four Makaris together, that's basically what he says, but the Ron says here is not so Pashut. Mitzvah's Lav Lehedos Enu, so therefore he can be a Rebbe, so therefore you might need other answers to answer this question according to all of those other Mefarshim. So the Rashba says earlier on Daf Lamed Aleph, maybe the answer to this question is, when you teach somebody Torah, you're not really giving him benefit, because really, you're being ma'afsher, putting him into the situation, so now he can learn on his own. He's really learning on his own. When you give him back an object, when you give him something, that's giving him anah. But maybe teaching him, it's too amorphous. You do something, so now he's able to be lobin me'atzmo. That's the lashon of the Rashba. Yeah.
Or you could say, mitzvah all is a pleasant time with Torah. It happens to be that there is a geshmak.
Okay, you could say it applies, but there is a geshmak. But some of the makaris that we saw say it doesn't apply. So it doesn't apply. Later on, Mishra Daf Memches, Rav Minahar. So you have to somehow work it out. The other answer given by the Meiri says that learning is a davar she'ein bo mamish. It's dibur. It's a davar she'ein bo mamish. And we learned at the end of the first paragraph, last off of Daf Yud Gimel, that a nether is not chal on a davar she'ein bo mamish. A shvua is. A nether is chal on a dvar mitzvah. That's the chumra of nether. The shvua doesn't have. But a nether is not chal on a dvar shema mamish. That's the language of the Meiri. Here, the Meiri says, why is it mutter? Shalimu diburhu. Ve'ena dibur asur elim kain omar konam pi ludibur. Shekol shal omar kain, dvar shein bo mamishu. Okay, let's continue.
What
would he say about shofar? Why? Because the mitzvah is the kol? It's the chefza, though, is being used. There is a chefza there. There's a chefza there. Right, he kona pila diburi would also be aser, like the Mishnah said. Torah shebech sava, Torah shebech pet. There's a chefza. Okay. We'll get to that hopefully in the future. Ibai lahu. Okay, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, famous kasha. Hani kani shluchim didan avi shluchim deshmaya. Are kohanim the shluchim of the people or shluchim of God? Shluchim of the people, shluchim of God. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? L'may nafkamina, l'mudr hana. For a mudr hana. I amrit, the shluchim didan havi, if the kohanim are shluchim, hamahani lebasr. So then they're not allowed to bring our karbanos, because they're giving us benefit, because they're our shluchim. The I amrit shluchim deshmaya, sorry, but if they're Hashem shluchim, so then it would be mutr, because they're not giving us benefit, but they're giving a Kadosh Baruch Hu benefit. Says the Biurei Hadaf, they quote the Biurei Hadaf here, quotes a number of achronim that say, can't really mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shliach. Right? There's a connection between the Shliach and the Mishalech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shliach. So he quotes from Rav Shimon Shkop. She'ein kavanas ha-gamara l'shlichus shamayim mamish. Ela kachu ratzon ha-torah. She'yehe l'kohen koach ha-krava. I can't take it so literally that he's the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's Reb Shimon. What? Oh, so that's the other side. So it can't really literally be HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shlichim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the infinite. And we know, misvar, that it can't be literally our Shlichim. But the other side, Hashem Shlichim, but the other side also, what Michael just said, it literally can't be our Shlichim. Where is that question asked? That's in Maseches Kiddushin. The Ron here, the first Ron on the Gemara, asks, why is this even a question? In Kiddushin, we already said, they have to be Hashem Shlichim. You know why? Because you can never make a Shlich for something that you can't do. So if Yisrael can't be do the hakrava, so how could a Kohen be the shliach? So the Gemara's Maskana said that the Rav Huna said there that it must be Hashem shlichim. So just like you have a problem saying it's Hashem shlichim, you have a problem saying it's our shlichim. So the Ron just says the reason we didn't quote that Maskana is because he wanted to try to prove it from a Mishnah or a Brisa, and that's a statement of Rav Huna. But either way, so it's not so literal. These both sadim. But either way, it's the question. Says the Gemara, my. So Tashma. So we bring a right from our Mishnah. The Tzadon, our Mishnah says makrav alav kini zav and v'chulu. Our Mishnah says that a kohen who is mutar hana from a person can bring the karbanis. See, Yamish luchei didan kamahani lei. So how can he bring the karbanis for the person? Isn't he giving him hana? Doesn't our Mishnah prove shluchei d'shmaya? Shluchei d'shmaya. So where it says, what do you mean? Ulatimech. If it's true, according to your reason, listen, makrav alav karbanis. If it's true that the Mishnah is just saying that he can't bring the karbanis, why was the Mishnah so specific? The Mishnah was specific, he can't bring these specific karbanis. Just say karbanis. Why? It's mashma, right? Maybe it's mashma the other way. Ela mechusri kabara shiny. It must be that mechusri kabara are unique. Only mechusri kabara are allowed to be brought. To Amr Yochanan, these are mechusri kabara, as I mentioned before. These specific karbanis, zav zava, yoledes and mitzora, where they have to bring a karban before they're allowed to eat. All karbanas, you're not allowed to give a karban on behalf of someone without their knowledge, except for these four. These four, you're allowed to give without their knowledge, and it's still going to work. If a person could bring a karban, even for his young children, zos toras hazav. Toras includes ben gadol ben katan. So therefore you see, mechusri kabara are unique, so the mission is only about mechusri kabara. So you can't bring me a raya. The Ron discusses, could you bring me a raya the other way? Could we be daik only because of kapar, but the other kapar is a mutter? Can you bring a raya shluchei didan? That's unclear, says the Ron. Whether you can bring a raya the other way. But let's continue. Elameata, the Gemara says 1 minute. Toras always is very inclusive. L'Rabbi Yochanan, zos toras hayoledes v'gomer, ben k'tana ben g'dola. What, so toras includes young and old, like toras azov includes? K'tana bas ledehi? What do you mean, k'tana? K'tana could have a child. V'atani rabibi. We had rabibi 3 times already. Kamei d'Rav Nachman. Shalosh d'ashim m'shamsos b'moch. 3 women are allowed to use, or maybe obligated to use. Machlokas Rashi Tosis, back in Yevamos Yud Beis, obligated or allowed to use this type of contraception to make sure that they don't get pregnant. K'tana, umuberes, umenika. All three. A k'tana, umuberes, a pregnant woman, and a menika, a nursing woman. K'tana, what's the reason for a k'tana? Shema, tis'aber, v'tamus. Maybe she'll become pregnant, and she'll die. So we mentioned then, what age are we talking about? But either way, you see, a k'tana is not bringing a carbon yoledes. So what do you, so a toras includes k'tana and g'dola? So what does that mean? So the Gemara says, no, there's another, something else to include in that Torah. Hahi zos toras hayoledes bein pikachas bein shota. That might just mean all types of wives. Shekein adam may be karban alishto shota, because a man could bring a karban for his wife who is not mentally stable. Kedivah Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, as Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, adam may be karban ashir alishto. A person could bring a karban ashir on his wife, though his wife doesn't have any of her own nechasim. It's all what her husband has. Mashakansa isha kana baila. Still, the husband brings the carbon ashir, where there's a choice of a carbon ashir, carbon ani, for his wife. V'chol carbon ashachayevas. And any carbon that she's chayev, the husband can bring. Shekach kosevla, because after all, he writes to her, v'yachrayiz de'islech alayim in kadamas dana. Machlokas, we've shown him, where was this lashon written? The Tosfos says it was written in the Ksuba, that when the husband gets married, he's obligated to bring her karbanas, even the ones that were written that she was obligated in from before the marriage. The Ron says, no, this was written in the shovar that was given, the receipt that was given to him on when he got divorced. I'm not obligated to bring any of your karbanas anymore that you chayev while we were married. But either way, you see, Toras could be included in can be including pikachas and shota, and therefore there's no problem. Lamaisa, we don't end with an answer. We don't end with any proof from our Mishnah. If you remember, related to this, just to mention one makar, then we'll have to stop. One makar related to the sugya of Shemesh's B'moch that we had in Yuvamis, see on the side, Yud Beis, Daf Kuf, Ksubis Lamites. We already had it three times. This is fourth out of fifth. So we're getting through Shas. There are five times in Shas. Only Sechas Nid is the next time. So we'll have to wait a couple of years for that one. So it says the Ritva there discussed the issue of Hashchasa Zera Levatala for a woman. That's the big sugya there. Right? It says that women are Mishamshas B'moch, which is a contraceptive device. Is there an isser of hashchasa zera for a woman? That's discussed in the Rishonim there. In the Rishonim there, Tosfos there says, "Avol shar nashim aser mishum hashchasa zera af agav delo mifkada apiriyah verivya." Tosfos says clearly, without explaining it so much, even though women are not obligated in pru or vu, it's still aser for them to be mashka zera. It's not haba hataya. There is one thing in the Tosfos that holds that way, but Rov Rishonim say not. So where does the Isser come from if it's not based on the lack of Pru or Vu? So in the notes in the Ritva, Daf Yud Beis there quotes at least five different possibilities why women, what the source would be for the Isser of Hashchasa Zera, even for women. Number one, Tosfos Anida says, Hushvu isha le'ish l'kol onshim Shabbat Torah. The Gemara says, women, men and women are obligated in any onesh in the Torah. Give me a losa say that women aren't obligated in. Maybe payus. You know, not too many. Right, Aseis, I'll give you a bunch, but Los Aseis, not too many. Another one, the Ritva and Ksubis quotes, what's the source? The Dor HaMabul. The Dor HaMabul, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, is they were killed for Hashchasa Zera, men and women were included. So that's a source, maybe the women are included as Hashchasa Zera. Midechsev, Kol Basar, V'af, Nashim Bechlal. Another one is maybe she's included in the Puravu of her husband. So that'll be an Afgamina, maybe only married women, and not unmarried women. Or the Aruch HaLaner quotes, we know that Mashiach's not coming until, right, Kol Neshama Sheva Guf are born. So maybe she's being Ma'akiv Mashiach by Hashchasa Zera. That's the, so again, there are a number of other ones here. But either way, Rova Poskin Paskin, that there is an Isra Hashchasa Zera for women, even though they're not Mutsuve Puravu. And that's why you need the Heter of Gimel Nashim Mishamshos B'moch. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow, enjoy the Rashba and the Ksos. Zechia Mei Adam is tomorrow's Daf. Nedarim Lamed Vav. Today's shiur was a Zecha Nishmas, Yitzchak Ben Peretz, whose yard site is today.